show, and really bad news today. The country's unemployment rate is now sitting at its highest level in 11 years. Stats SA came out with the latest figures today, and they show that just over 29% of our population, 29.1% to be more precise, is now jobless. We're heading ever closer to that 30% mark, and independent economist Ndumiso Radebe is with us to talk us through this. Ndumiso, good afternoon. Thank you for your time. 6.7 million people now unemployed in our country. How worried should we be at this point?
We certainly should be worried, and primarily because we actually do know what the cause of these problems are. The nature of unemployment is structural in nature, because when we look at the data released by Stats SA, we find that the most vulnerable are indeed young people between the ages of 15 to 24. And at the same time, we're also able to see that young people who have some level of higher education have an unemployment rate of around 8%, as opposed to those who have less than matric, which is much, much higher than that. And so we know what are the structural impediments towards this youth or unemployment, as it were. And given that the nature of it is also has a youthful phase. So I think it becomes quite of concern. It means that the interventions that are to be targeted by both programs of government and the private sector need to be targeted towards these most vulnerable groupings.
All right. So the big conversation has begun quite a while ago, Ndumiso, as to how we can start growing jobs at this point. But let's maybe start with the sectors in which it's easiest to create jobs at this point.
The sectors that are most easiest to create jobs at this point, primarily because of the bulk of folks who are unemployed, who fall under the NEET category, not in employment, education or training, are young people. So the sectors that are most absorptive towards a skill set of that kind are tourism, manufacturing, construction. Those are the sectors that have a high multiplier effect in terms of employment. And what we've seen is that even when there are investment tax incentives that are employed by government in those sectors, we see the biggest yield or return from an employment perspective. So that's what we already know. And I think it's quite important leading up to the investment conference that will be hosted there on the 5th of November by the president to start directing the fixed investment we're attracting in the South African economy to those sectors, because that's when we will yield the quickest results and more meaningful results as well.
So, Ndumiso, give me a sense of this. I mean, we've spoken about boosting SMMEs, right? Giving them the means to be able to build up their businesses, taking away red tape and the like that hampers their progress as small businesses. But has there actually been any real difference in terms of those people trying to start businesses and succeeding at doing so with the help of government?
Well, you know, the biggest challenge that I've noted is that from a resources perspective, there has been resources that have been allocated for the development of SMMEs, even at a fiscal level. But I think one of the primary structural challenges that SMMEs face, and particularly young people who are trying or attempting to start their own businesses, is sometimes the product mismatch that exists between the financing that is available for SMMEs and the stage of maturity that these SMMEs are at. So typically, it's very difficult for startups in the South African ecosystem to be able to source some kind of funding, because what they would require are a set of financials or a set of projections. But if this SMME is in the tech space, the financial modeling for a startup in the tech space is completely different from a conventional business such as in construction or in real estate. And so the difficulty in understanding how different sectors and industries work also creates a barrier for young people or folks who are starting out their businesses to be able to get the requisite funding and being able to tap into the markets that exist in the South African marketplace as well. So I find that it's more processes entailed, and it's also somewhat of a people challenge as well that exacerbates this particular problem in terms of SMME development.
Ndumiso, thank you so much for making yourself available this afternoon. Ndumiso Radebe, independent economist there, giving us an idea of some of the main problems contributing to our low unemployment rate.